With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Next up, we have a flooring issue from Stephen in Pennsylvania. Stephen, what's happened to the floor?
Hi, how are you? I want to let you both know that I enjoyed the show very much.
Thank you.
I have a hardwood floor in a dining area that is made up of sections about an inch and a half wide, you know, the strippings.
Uh-huh.
And it's put together, and everything is uniform except for one part of the floor where the space between the left and the right side is double that of all the rest of the flooring, and it goes the whole width of the floor. When I bought the house, the man told me that's because there's an I-beam underneath this, and it's pushing up on it.
Huh.
So I was wondering, is there anything you could think of? Somebody told me I should dye a piece of cloth felt and put it in there, or a string and put it in there, but I was wondering if there's any other thing you could think of that I could do to fill in the space to make it look like the rest of the floor.
How old is this floor, Steve? How old's your house?
The house is less than 10 years old. It's about 8 years old.
Okay, so this is a fairly modern flooring then, right?
Right.
Okay, well, you can't dye cloth or fill or anything like that, but what you could do, if you want, is you could cut out the piece of wood that's near it and then basically custom make a piece of wood that's wide enough to take the entire space. But if you do that, I will warn you that no matter what happens, you're going to end up sticking that piece of wood in your floor, and it's not going to match the surrounding floor. It's going to look slightly different unless you happen to be particularly good with stain and can match it. Because generally when you do a patch in a floor like that, the new wood looks a lot different than the old wood. I, for example, have an old house with an old floor that we're presently refinishing. And when I first bought this house, this floor was actually worn out in the areas where the doorways were, because that's where most of the foot traffic was. So I had to replace the flooring in that particular area. And what I did was use a finger joint approach where I had boards of different length that were cut into the old floor. But you could still clearly see that it was a patch. Gave that area about a year, and with the sunlight and exposure, it faded in, so now it's practically invisible. But you will have to deal with a slight discoloration. So that's kind of your option. If you want to replace it, you'll have to cut out the old floor and build a piece that fits that space. The other thing that concerns me, though, is this pushing up of the beam business. Is this beam in a basement where you can see it? Can you confirm that this is what's happening?
It's a large house. It's about 7,000 square feet. And he's telling me he built it to the statutes of California law, so he has, I don't know, how many I-beams in the house, and it's a walkout basement, so everything is finished downstairs. I can't see through the flooring, through the ceiling, to see this flooring underneath. But that's what his explanation to me was. I was wondering if I can go to either side of this and maybe push the board over a little bit, but I don't think I can, because then I make a space on the other side.
Right, exactly. No, you're really going to have to cut a piece that's customized to fit this particular space. Okay, Steve?
Well, thank you very much for that information.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
And Tom, think about it. If you were to fill that space with something, think of what a cleaning nightmare that would be. Every time you vacuumed,
it would suck up little pieces of wood filler.
You'd be like, oh, we've got to put that string back in there.
Well, that's so true, because I tell you what, the floor in my house had lots of that junk in between the joints.
And Ours, too.
I physically cleaned all that old filler out.
Ours, the time of the house itself obviously is fixing that problem itself. But every time I vacuum, sometimes I hear a little patch of, and that's the filler
jiggle
coming
jangle
up.
Right, shooting right up.
But you know what? Our spaces aren't as big as Steven's, so that is a good solution for him.
Yeah, well, he's got a big house, so it's a good problem to have. It doesn't sound too serious. It's just kind of bugging him, and I think that's the way to do it. Hardwood floor repair is a little bit tricky, but if it's done well with good craftsmanship, it can look absolutely beautiful. Steve, thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.